Kevin, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, great news from Hagley. The Hagley Library has acquired a major industrial film collection. You're the expert. You tell me all about it.
Well, it's a very large industrial film collection from a company from Cleveland, Ohio. They were founded in 1939. Believe it or not, still alive and kicking in Cleveland. What we acquired from them was the film portion of their collection. So this is about 6,000 cans of 16-millimeter film, probably contains about 1,500 unique shows and programs that they did. So the films cover a period from roughly the 1940s into the 1970s. They range from, 30-minute to hour-long programs or shows that were shown for training, things of that nature. Also, of course, advertising. They also were involved with very early TV commercials. So we have television commercials from 1949. And in addition to the films, we also have a large collection of films of scripts. So scripts that they used for productions of films and TV commercials. So, we think it's one of the largest intact film collections from an industrial film producer from the era. A lot of these companies went out of business in the 1970s. When they went out of business in the 70s, essentially their films were either tossed or spread to the wind. But luckily, because Cinecraft is still in business, and they have a very large building on Franklin Boulevard in Cleveland, they were able to hang on to these films, and Hagley was lucky enough to make a connection with a man by the name of Jim Cully, whose father founded the company in 1939. And Jim knew Hagley because he worked at DuPont and was from Delaware, and it's just one of those moments of serendipity where we got very lucky and we're thrilled to have the collection.
I'm probably dating myself here. I've probably seen some of these commercials that you mentioned from way back, 100 and some years ago. No, I'm just kidding there. Mm-hmm. How did you guys get so lucky to acquire this major industrial film collection?
Well, the thing is that Hagley, in the last, I would say, 5 years, has really started to think about how we can build out or even build more awareness around our motion picture collection, and this being film and video. So, we've built up an infrastructure where we can digitize a lot of film and video, so we're able to put it online. And, there's a real challenge with motion pictures is because, it's on a medium that isn't very easy to view. It's not like a photograph where you can just plop it in front of someone and they can see it. So we really felt like the best way for us to share our collection was to really get serious about digitization. And we have, a couple of thousand films and videos on our website right now. So because of that, it was just one of those lucky moments where, we had been thinking in our mind, we have the capacity, we have a cold storage facility, which is essentially a giant meat locker where we keep our films. And that's really the ideal preservation space for film. And then we also, as I said, we have a means to digitization. So when we made this connection with Cinecraft, we were able to really sell ourselves as the best place for it. I mean, as you might know, Hagley is, internationally known as the place to study the history of business and technology. Unfortunately, we're not as well known as we would like. So one of the things we had to do with the current owners of Cinecraft is to talk up Hagley. And once they sort of understood where we were, the fact that we have this long history, that we're really committed to, preserving film and video and the motion picture, and motion pictures related to the history of business, whether it be commercials or industrial films or training films, that was really a great selling point for us. So that is how, it's very common for donors to find us or potential donors to find us. And, it's very rare that we go out seeking collections. Collections usually kind of come to us. And a lot of it, like I said, is just serendipity. And this was one that just, things just kind of fell in place for it. And it, again, I mean, we started We first met Cinecraft in about 2017, and it took us about 2 years to get to the point where they were comfortable enough to commit to donating the collection to Hagley, and arrived in 2019, and we're just getting our heads around it, and this is why we're announcing it now, because we finally have, you know, something to show people. you know, we were able to link out to, I believe we have a couple of, maybe about 200 films online at this point, and, you know, a lot more scripts, and a good number of still photographs, too. All can be found at hagley.org/cinecraft.
This is all such fantabulous news. Just want to remind our listeners, we're talking to Kevin Martin. Kevin is the curator at the Hagley Museum and Library in Wilmington. And we're talking about the fact that the Hagley Museum has acquired a major industrial film collection from the Cinecraft Productions. You know, you mentioned that the collection includes films watched in classrooms, auditoriums, churches, company and neighborhood theaters, corporate events, board meetings, luncheon clubs, union halls. Talk about celebrities who appeared in Cinecraft productions. They include a lot of names that I recognize.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So one of the things that's really interesting about the collection is that there are a number of well-known celebrities that appeared in films, people like Alan Alda and Merv Griffin, and Chet Hundley did some voiceover work for them. So they, you know, even today, you know, a way for an actor to make some extra money, of course, is to appear in commercials and industrial films and training films. And, you know, obviously it was the same way back then. The thing with Cinecraft is that the Cleveland Playhouse in Cleveland would attract a lot of actors. You know, and that was one way that they were able to get, you know, some of these folks to appear in film. Another well-known name, well, he's actually more of a well-known face than a well-known name, and that's Joey Brown, who appeared in a film. And he's one of those guys that if you watch Turner Classic Movies, he's very, very memorable face, Joey Brown. But in addition to, you know, when people pass through, you know, trying to get them to appear in these industrials, there was also an executive producer for Cinecraft who actually went out to Hollywood and would recruit as well. So they were able to bring some people in, and a lot of them were not necessarily established when they first appeared. So, for example, there's a film called Milestones of Motoring that was done for Standard Oil of Ohio, and that included Joey Brown and Merv Griffin. And this is, they claim, or one of the executive producer of the film, Bob Havlin, claims it's one of the first appearances that Merv Griffin made in a film. That prior to that, he was doing a lot of vaudeville and stage work, but this is one of the first times that he appeared in a film. So there is a lot of, well, well-known names at the time. I mean, a lot of the names, I think, have since been forgotten. But, you know, it was a way for, you know, obviously to get a named actor. You know, it was just a way to garner interest. And in Cinecraft's case, if the client was willing to pay for it, they were happy to find someone whose name and face would be known.
Sure. You know, Kevin, last year, 2020, was a bad year for many arts institutions because of the COVID pandemic. We're starting to come out on the other side of that now. Lots and lots more people are getting vaccinated each and every day, which is helping with that. This must feel good after the bad news of last year. This must feel great to you and your team at Hagley to announce this, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's one of those things that we have been able to work on it to a certain extent during the pandemic. We probably would have announced it much sooner. But like I said, the collection came in in late 2019. And, you know, we've had stretches here at Hagley where we've been working remotely, also working staggered schedules to keep the social distance. And we do have a film and video digitization person. So our film and video and digitization person, Ona Coughlin, she's been able to come in a couple days a week and keep the wheels of progress in motion here. So she's still been digitizing films. Last summer, we were able to have an intern here who did a great job with digitizing a lot of the scripts. So it is great for us to finally announce it. I mean, and this has been, you know, again, this is a collection that we first made contact with Cinecraft in 2017. So to finally let the world know that it's here, we're so looking forward to seeing how it's used. We're looking forward to seeing how scholars use it. Hopefully we can find people who want to license it for, you know, documentaries. I mean, it's just such a wonderful collection. And, you know, it's going to be here long after I'm gone. So it's one of those things that's a real feather, you know, in Hagley's cap. It's a really big feather in my cap professionally to get a collection like this here at Hagley.